Blessed be the name of the Lord God of Israel. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Ancient of Days. El Shaddai, Adonai, Elohim. Magnify thee, O Lord. Hallowed be thy name. Glory, 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 glory. Shibada hakato skipiti yata. I want to welcome all of you to today's Cool of the Day daily devotional. The grace and the peace of the Lord be multiplied unto you all. This is the day that He, the Lord God, has made, and we all have to rejoice and be glad in it. Yahweh has been so good unto us. He has kept us safe. He has delivered our souls from the hands of the enemy. Before I share the word with you, let me pray with you. Gracious Father, Heavenly Father, your name is your name. You are who you are. You have no beginning. You have no end. I come to thee this day, this hour, that Abba Father, you will show us your kindness through your word. You will heal us through your word. You will bless us through your word. Save our souls. Deliver us. And make your name be known in our generation, our families, in our area of influence, through your works in our lives. Thank you, Abba Father, for an answered prayer. In Yahusha's name I have prayed. Amen. I want to welcome all of you to this morning CDD, Cool of the Day Daily Devotional. And today happens to be the 82nd episode, back to 1882, back to 1882, and by grace, He has revealed Himself to us through His word. We are grateful unto Him. We started a new topic, Who is with you? Dealt with the introduction, which is the part one, yesterday. People of the way, He speaks precept upon precept, line by line, little here, little there. Paul spoke about the whole counsel of the Lord. We have to continue to search. We have to continue to gather that which He has said, so as to know His whole counsel. This morning topic, Who is with you? Part 2. We're going to continue from where we stopped for the part 1. We saw in Genesis chapter number 3, the verse 6, that when the woman, Eve, when she took of the fruit and ate, the Bible says she gave also to her husband who was with her. It is not only Eve that we see from her side that the husband was with her.
him, what with her. We also see clearly that after Adam fell, in verse 11, he said, "Who told you that thou was naked?" Jehovah asked, "Hast thou eaten of the tree? Wherefore I commanded thee that thou should not eat." And the man said, "The woman whom thou gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." Precious people of the Lord, he said, "The woman you gave to be with me." Eve also said, in fact, per the story of Eve, the Bible says that she also gave to the husband who was with her. Adam also said, "The woman you gave to be with me." So yesterday I asked a question, who is with you? There are times we no more discern because we assume that as he was yesterday, as she was yesterday, so is he, and so shall he be, and so shall she be. No. The Eve who has been feeding and serving the man, Adam, this time around, something had changed. It is only Yahuwah who changes not. There is a need for all of us to always discern the content in the container. The container might have not changed. The friend you are with, the friend who is with you, the brother you are with, the brother who is with you, the wife you are with, the wife who is with you, the husband you are with, the husband who is with you. There is a need for us to always discern whether they are the same or they have been deceived by the enemy. I told you yesterday that in a Jewish understanding, women are always good cooks. They serve their husbands. In fact, Abraham told Sarah to prepare something for the angels. So they handled the kitchen. This time around, when Eve was serving Adam, Adam did not descend. Adam did not ask any question because perhaps Adam thought that she is the same and there has not been any change. Satan is very smart and very deceptive. Satan has a way of using the same content, but he will change the same container, but he will change the content. The same person with you, the same brother with you, the same sister with you, but he will change the content. You see, there are times we think that people fall alone. No. The fallen man, the old man, never falls alone. The nature of Adam, okay, happens to be the nature of the enemy, because the original nature got corrupted. So guess what? Satan did not fall alone. He brought down some people. So men and women around you, if they are fallen, know that they are not going to fall alone. Giant trees in the forest falls with many others. The old man never want to fall or die alone. That is the nature of the old man. That is why most often when people fall, they try to pull people along. They try to lure people. They try to take people to where they are. When people stop worshiping the Lord, they influence other people. That is the nature of man. So if they did not fall alone, Adam did not fall alone. Look, they have fallen has caused you and I to also fall. So what I mean is, the one with you, the person with you now, even right in Eden, not outside Eden, had been deceived and had been talked to. Who has spoken to the one with you? And who has whispered to the man with you? That your partner, prayer partner, your business partner, your co-worker, who is with you now, Satan can use the same container. He's not going to bring any different container. He will only change the content and use him or her to lure you, especially those who feed you, those who have something to do for you, those who can contribute to your life. I mean, the help meets in all area of life. It could be your parents. It could be your children. It could be your prayer partners. In fact, it can even be your own wife or husband. So the conclusion of the matter yesterday was, discern the content, because the container is controlled by the content. Now, when you read carefully, the Bible says, the woman you gave to be with me, any one Yahweh gives to you is supposed to be with you. That is what many don't understand. Be very careful how you walk out and how you leave some people. Those Yahweh has given to you, they are supposed to be with you. Guess what? If Yahweh has not given the person to you, then you are in trouble. The woman was given to Adam. Yet, Lucifer lured the woman to get Adam. Listen, the people the Lord God of heaven has blessed you with, they are the targets of the enemy to use them. Eve used to serve Adam. She's a helpmeet. This time around, the fruit that she served him with brought him down. And we read that Adam did not ask any question, where from it, because she has been the one providing, bringing the food on the table. I'm using today's world of understanding. People of the way. But it is Yahweh who gave this woman to him. He testified that the woman you gave first to me to be with me. Yahweh can bless you with a partner. Yahweh can bless you with a brother. Yahweh can bless you with a sister. But listen to me. These are the same people Satan can use to bring you down. And in the subsequent episode, we will see how to keep that which Yahweh has given to you. How to build a fence around them. If Satan shall bring his own, you reject it. So he is not going to bring his own. He will only use the one Yahweh has given to you. He will use the one the Lord God of heaven has blessed you with. Rare blessing is when Yahuwah bless you with good people. But these people, don't forget that they are human. Therefore, Satan is capable of using them. You see, I've realized that the subtle guy, very crafty, Satan, he uses his wisdom to play on us. He uses his wisdom to destroy us. You know, wisdom builds, but his own is very corrupt. So he's using his smartness, his wisdom, to bring us down. Because he does not always want to go down alone. He came on this earth with them. He will go down again to the belly of the earth, lake of fire, and he wants to carry more. He carried many from heaven down here. He wants to carry more down again. Listen to me. The people the Lord God has blessed you with, the people around you, he will use them to lure you, especially those who contribute, those who pray with you, your husband, your wife. These help needs around, Satan can use them. When he is coming, he will not come to you directly. He will sow his seeds, his words, in the very people Yahuwah has blessed you with, to be with you, to work with you. You see, you can't be an island and succeed in life. You need people. You see, what is a good place without good people? You need people to keep you company. So Satan can enter your parents, enter your children, enter your siblings, enter your partner in order to get hold of you. You see, anytime you pray for yourself, don't forget to pray for the people around you. And when you pray for the people around you, don't assume that they are okay. If you assume that your prayer has worked and all of them are okay, you'll be eating poison they serve you. And today, the most poisonous food are on the internet. They are words of Satan, which are demons. Very, very dangerous than DDT. Because our soul feeds on information. Who is speaking to you? Who is advising you? Who share and contribute? Be very careful. There are people who used to be, and they contributed well. Don't assume that now they can feed you well again. Perhaps Satan has spoken to them. Some will say, but he has been your counselor, he has been your husband all this while, she has been your wife all this while. So why are you now rejecting his advice? Why are you now saying you are not going to obey the voice of your prayer partner, your father, your mother, your parents? Let no one deceive you. Many have been deceived in this generation. Look, the deception took place in Eden. The deception going on today is taking place in the house of Yahuwah. No matter the nice bowl they are serving you with, please check, discern. Don't finish eating before you say, you ask questions. Where is it from? Can you check the source? Where from this thing? Where from it? Is it the forbidden one? You see, let not our desperation cause us to accept things without questioning. I Have you been able to investigate? Can you verify? Can you do due diligence where this thing is coming from? There are people who are good in investigation. When before they buy even anything, they will ask questions. They will try to call some people and find out whether what they are about to buy is genuine. But I tell you, they have limitations, because in the realm of the spirit, they are unable to do so. But you, a believer, the Lord has blessed you with discerning spirit. You should be able to discern the source of things. The fact that it is Eve who is serving you with the fruit does not mean that you can eat it, and she will remain as she was. No. This time around, it was not Yahuwah who spoke to Eve. It was Satan who spoke to her and deceived her. And when she took of it, she now served her husband as well. If it were to be today, the husband, a hungry husband, will not even ask where the food is coming from. Sometimes we are moved by our hunger, desperation. There are people, they are hungry for things in this world. So any advice goes, any suggestion goes, any food they serve them goes. Some people, they are desperately in need of a word. They said, I need a word. So they will join all prophetic platforms. They end up receiving words from Satan. They don't discern the source. They don't check. Once they are called pastors, once they are called prayer warriors, once they are called, they have a Christian name, they assume that they are still the Eve Yahuwah blessed them with. There is no two ways about that. There is no doubt about that. Yes, Yahuwah bless you. God bless you with the people. Yes. But are they the same? Have they changed? There are people who might have helped you to know Yahuwah, but they have been deceived. There are people, they always want to listen, especially some people call, this is my spiritual father, this is the one who showed me the way. The question is, the one who showed you the way, is he still on the way? Is he still the same? Look, it was in the garden, the house, and Lucifer came in to deceive her. Lucifer spoke to Eve. That is the mistake many people are committing in this generation. Because the person has fed me before, because the person has not changed the name to a Hindu name, because the person has not changed the name to a Muslim name, because the person has not changed the name to Luciferian name, and the person is still Eve, the person is still in the garden, everything she supply, I'm going to enjoy. No. There are people who can still be in the house of God, the house of Yah, the house of the Most High, but I tell you, they have fallen. They have backslided. Is it not the temple that Yahusha HaMashiach, the Son of the Living God, went to and whipped them? And he said they have turned his house to a den of robbers. Oma yinifia kronfofi, a den of robbers. If you have a den of robbers, what will you see there? Robbers. If we have a pottery farm, if you have a pen, if you have a goat fence, what do you see in there? If you have a bird cage, what do you put in a bird cage? Is it not birds? Tortoise structure. Are you not going to see tortoise? And the Bible says, Yahusha said, you have turned my house to a house of robbers. Robbers. They were not holding guns, but they were robbers. In other words, they were robbers. They were thieves. And they were in a temple, a holy temple. This is Jerusalem. Precious people of the way. Don't assume things. Don't think that they are the same. Don't think that because they speak in tongues and they are in the house of the Lord, they have not stopped worshiping God, means that they are okay. No, no. No. You see, in the garden, there were many fruits. There were many fruits. Adam should have asked, where from this particular fruit, you know? Where? Where? But Adam did not ask any question. The conclusion for today is, Yahweh can bless you with good people. But are they still good people? Yahweh can bless you with godly people. Are they still godly people? Yahweh can bless you with, you know, people who were willing to walk on the highway of holiness. Are they the same or they have changed? Especially at this end of time where there are many fall away people. Many are falling away. I'm ending by telling you, the one with you, Yahweh has blessed you with. Yes. Please discern. Check. Investigate. Do due diligence. And don't let this desperation cause you to take in everything. Don't die before you think. Don't eat it before you want to vomit it. There are things you eat and swallow and you can't vomit it again. That will be the end. There are things you take in and you can't correct it. So investigate before you take it. No matter how hungry you are, how desperate, how in need. You see, sometimes you may be in serious need. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe Adam had finished tilling dressing the garden. You can imagine. He may need some fruit. He may need something to, you know, eat. But all of a sudden, it was a poison served in a nice bowl. Precious people of the way, open your eyes, watch, and be very, very, very careful. Lest you will lose your crown. May Yahweh bless his word. May he keep you from falling. And it is my prayer that the Lord will protect all the people he has blessed you with. It is my prayer that he, the Lord, will bring godly people your way. I pray that no man and no one around you, including your friend, your wife, your husband, your parents, will take away your crown. May you be protected in the mighty name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Amen. Thank you all for joining today's CDD, Cool of the Day Daily Devotional. Please, it will be published on all the platforms, Google, Spotify, Samsung. Make sure you download and listen to them 3 times in a day. And share the lessons with people the Lord has blessed you with, the people around you, your parents, your wife, your husband, so that tomorrow will continue as to how you will keep the people Yahweh has given to you from the serpent. Because if they are lured, you will also be lured. Take care of yourself and know that he is coming soon. Bye-bye.